Good morning. It's Friday the 1st of May. April closed strong on revenue, weak on volume, and the forward book is the thing to worry about. April revenue per flight came in at 268,000 rand, up just under 13% year on year. That growth is entirely price-led. Yield jumped 18%, while PAX was down 6.6% and flights down 2%. Capacity off 1.5%, so fewer seats, fuller priced. Healthy mix in principle, but load factor slipped to 86.1, nearly 5 points off last April. We are pricing well, but we are also losing some of the trailing demand that used to fill the back of the cabin. On the market, the flight-aware capacity numbers for April put FlySafair at 47.7% share of domestic seats, Airlink at 26, SAA at 18, and Lyft at just over 5. We are still the clear number one, but where we are losing share matters more than the headline. The biggest share losses last month were Joburg to East London, both directions, where our share fell roughly 19 points. Cape Town to Durban also moved against us, share down 11 points, with Airlink actually adding seats while we pulled. These are not blips, they are competitive losses on routes we should own. On the internal data, Cape Town to Port Elizabeth is the standout problem. We added 33% capacity, but load factor dropped almost 10 points, and yield went negative 6. We grew into a softer route and got punished for it. Our share there is down 9 points. George to Joburg held share, but lost 5 points of load factor. Durban to Lanseria load factor dropped 9 points, though yield there is up 44%, which softens the hit. Now the forward book, which is where I would spend most of the meeting. May is sitting at 21.5% booked, against a curve that says we should be at 30.5. That is roughly 9 points behind pace. Last May closed at 91.6. We are not closing that gap without action. The worst routes on pace are Bloem to Joburg, 21 points behind, Durban to Joburg, 20 points behind, and Harar to Joburg, 17 behind. June is also behind, 7 points off the curve, with Bloem to Joburg and Cape Town to George the Laggards. The bright spots are Leisure, Joburg to Zanzibar is 36 points ahead, and Mauritius 32 ahead. The leisure book is real, the domestic trunk book is soft. On cost, jet fuel is down 8% month on month, which helps. But the rand weakened 13.5% on the month, sitting at 16.67. That move alone wipes out most of the fuel relief on dollar-denominated cost. One thing worth flagging from the wider data. Cape Town to Mbombela load factor dropped nearly 20 points after we more than doubled capacity. We are growing that route faster than the demand is showing up. And on-time performance at 93.2 is still under the 94 target. Two questions for today. First, on Cape Town to Port Elizabeth, why did we add a third more capacity into a route where we are now bleeding share and load factor, and what is the plan to reprice or pull? Second, on the May forward book sitting 9 points behind curve with 3 weeks to fly, what is commercial doing this week on Bloem to Joburg and Durban to Joburg specifically? Have a good one.